Son, whom I have loved. With him I am well and pleased. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert, where he would face temptation for 40 days and 40 nights. We seek to follow you, Jesus, even into the wilderness places. Lead us by your Spirit into a season of preparation and of growing faith. Amen. The first scripture lesson is from Isaiah 58, 1 through 9. Listen now to the word of the Lord. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your home? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Please join me in our litany of confession. O God, who will not let us go, as we worship this day, we confess that we have been so wrapped up in ourselves that we have taken little note of you or of our neighbor who is in need. Forgive us, we pray, when we forget that our own scripture tells us that you, O God, created humankind in your image, yet we live as if we are the creators of our own fortune. On this Ash Wednesday, bring to our consciousness the truth that it is from the dust we came, and to the dust we will return. Between these moments of dust, Lord, let us shine as those crowned with glory and honor. Bring this to pass as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is at this time in the service that we will be receiving the ashes. It is an invitation to absolutely anyone who wishes to come forward. When you receive ashes, you are not saying you are the worst person on the face of the earth. What you're saying is that you recognize that you're not perfect, that you haven't figured everything out, and that you need God's care in your life. So if you want those things, to say those things to God, please do come forward. I'll be giving ashes first to Mike and myself, and then you all can come forward in a line. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be a sign of our humanness and repentance, so we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. Wonder if my life could really change at all. All this earth, could all that is lost ever be found? Could a garden come up from this ground at all? You make beautiful things, you make beautiful things out of dust. You make beautiful things, you make beautiful things out of us. All around, hope is springing up from this old ground. Out of chaos, life is being found in you. You make beautiful things, you make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things, you make beautiful things out of us. You make me new. You are making me new. You make me new. You are making me new. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of us. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. Amen.
Hear the good news. The Lord our God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. God hears the earnest cries of those seeking a new way and forgives our sins. Amen.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alone. Everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, leaning away from all alone. Everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed be with the Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alone. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Please be seated. Our second scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. These are Jesus' teachings about how we are to practice our faith. He says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Some of you who listen really, really carefully may have noticed something kind of funny, that here in this gospel, we just heard Jesus' words urging us not to make a show of our piety, not to let everyone know of our rituals and our acts of devotion, but instead to keep them private between us and God, right? And yet, I think all of you just came forward to put a bunch of ashes right in the middle of your face. So, are all of us here starting Lent by disobeying the Bible? I don't think we are, and I'll tell you why. Everything that happens during Lent is about the state of our hearts, turned towards Jesus or away. Certainly, if you came forward to get these ashes thinking you just can't wait to go afterwards and show them off at O'Loughlin's or something, then maybe Jesus is talking to you. But for most of us, these ashes are more than just a sign or a show of our faith. They're not just like wearing a cross necklace or a WWJD bracelet. That dates me. That was popular when I became a Christian. It's not like that. These ashes are an invitation from God to a journey. The journey of Lent offers itself to us every single year. Lent is not exactly biblical in origin, but it did find its roots in the early church, which was trying to carve out its identity in the world. Preparing themselves for Christ's death and resurrection was new to them, so they returned to ancient practices that they knew, practices of prayer and fasting and giving alms, and it unified them in one spirit as believers. Now for us, most of us are very familiar with Lent, and actually observing Lent is a choice. Faith is not a given in our culture. People don't expect us to come and do these things. And if there is a faith that is popular, it's often the kind of faith that emphasizes how believing in God can make you rich and successful by the world's standards. If you pray enough or give enough to the church, God will give you the desires of your heart. A lot of faiths say that, and that is worlds apart from the message of Ash Wednesday and Lent. This particular day is profoundly countercultural. It invites us to remember something very important, simple but important. We are only human. Do you notice we never ever use that phrase when we're doing something wonderful, when we're feeling great about ourselves? We only, when we're confronted with our frailties and our mistakes and our mess-ups, use that phrase. That's when we say, well, hey, I'm only human. That's when we say it. So to wear these ashes on our foreheads is a reminder that we can feel and touch that we're only human. It's how imperfect and needy we all really are, that we don't have it all figured out, that we don't run the world, not even our little corner of the world, not even our homes a lot of the times, right? We don't run everything. We like to think that we do, but in our hardest moments, we're reminded of just how little control and power we have. And the thing is, none of this needs to be depressing. It doesn't need to be so heavy and somber. A lot of people that I know shy away from Ash Wednesday, and it's not because Lent and all of that feels like too much work. It's because all of this seems like a drag, too dark, too focused on our mortality. Who wants to think about all of the stuff that we consider during Lent, that we are mortal, that we are human beings that need God? Who wants to think about that when we have a million other little issues and problems to deal with in our world? Who wants to think about our mortality, think about our need of God when we're thinking, when am I going to schedule my next oil change? Have I called the insurance company? Has my son signed up for driver's ed? These are our real day-to-day problems. So it's hard to get to this place of pondering deep things. But none of this stuff of Lent is meant to be a burden. None of the practices were ever meant to be a burden. It's actually the opposite. Being human is something that we share in common with Jesus. Jesus knew all about these conflicting priorities of being human, these hurts and resentments. The difference is, Jesus was not only human. We say, I'm only human. Jesus was not only human. Jesus was also God with us, in the mess of everything. Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. That means that acknowledging our limits and our struggles makes space for all the stuff that God is trying to do in our lives. So that's good news. That's not depressing. There's a comedian that I really like named Paula Poundstone, and she quotes the book of Romans in one of her acts, but she puts her own little spin on it. She says, the wages of sin is death, but by the time the taxes are taken out, it's just sort of a really tired feeling. And I laugh, but I really get that, because most days I am not crawling around on a bed of nails feeling like the worst person, but I do feel the weariness and tiredness of living in a broken world. We just can't seem to understand that the world does not run based on what we are able to do. We cannot get that through our heads enough. I don't know about you, but I have days where I wake up and I just have no joy or energy because I'm so focused on how am I going to do it all? How am I going to do it all? And the thing is, I can't. You can't. You can try to do it all, but eventually something reminds all of us that we cannot do everything, and we certainly can't do everything well, perfect, the way we want to. Everything is not up to us, and God has known that all along. We're the ones that have to be reminded again and again. We're the ones who need these repetitive seasons to remind us. We're human beings in need, and Jesus came to meet those needs, to walk alongside us on the human journey. That dust on your forehead came from the burning of palms from last year's Palm Sunday. Now, most of you know Palm Sunday was Jesus' day in the sun. Everyone seemed to recognize how awesome he was. That was the day he got all the glory that he deserved. But Jesus knew, even as he was receiving the glory of Palm Sunday, he knew this is temporary. This is going to end within a week. It turns to dust. All the things that we stake our lives and our reputations on, all of the things that we take so seriously that make us not want to get out of bed in the morning, all the people we try to keep up with, this dust on our foreheads reminds us that none of that is permanent. None of it is permanent. Even the stuff we are made of, these bodies, will age and creak and wrinkle. None of it is worth our worship. None of it is worth our taking so seriously. But the stuff of our lives, who we are in our hearts, that is holy. That is cherished by God. That's the stuff that was made to live forever. Again, this whole thing does not have to depress us, thinking that nothing is permanent except what God made inside. Sometimes seeing the truth of life, realizing what really means something, that can be refreshing and renewing for our spirits when we encounter truth like that. It sets all the rest of our stress and fear in proper perspective. When we realize the truth of what's really important, we can breathe more deeply. We can savor life. We can, as Pastor Nadia Boltz Weber says, stop spiritually holding our stomachs in. We can stop that. We can breathe. We're only human. Life is uncertain. We need God, and God has been ready this whole time to meet us where we are with major, big promises that we can't conceive of. So where do you go from here? In another season of Lent. Maybe this is your first time celebrating Lent, or maybe this is your 50th time. Some of you might remember that last year we thought about the concept of fasting and feasting during Lent. For some of you, taking away something that you take for granted in your daily life, something that you lean too hard on, that might be the key this year. Maybe fasting is what you need because you need to make space for God. And maybe for others of you, you're already feeling empty, and you need to feast on something new, some kind of practice, something that's going to ground you, something like yoga or meditation or a daily walk, something different than your routine that's going to remind you how beautiful life is, what God has given you is beautiful. Either way, whatever you choose, the goal of the next 40 days is essentially the same goal as spring cleaning. What do you see when you look deep under your couch or under your bed or behind your fridge? Any place you haven't looked in a while, what do you see? A giant pile of dust bunnies. Something very frightening, right? Just like our homes have areas that need attention and care, so do our spirits. They need that too. And this season is an invitation to look at our lives, look at our hearts, and clear out the cobwebs. However it takes to do that, to sweep them out and refresh them, to expose those areas to God's care. So no matter what you do during this season, remember that you are dust, no more and no less. The stuff that we're made of might seem like very little. It seems frail. It seems impermanent. And yet it is the same stuff that God used to make this beautiful world. And most importantly, it is some of the same stuff God used to make Jesus, who we are going to follow forward. Amen.
Soften my heart with oil, open my eyes to see, fill me with understanding, soften my heart to receive, soften my heart with oil, open my eyes to see. Understanding, soften my heart to receive. I want all that you have for me, Jesus. All that you have for me. Open my understanding, soften my heart to receive. I want all that you have for me. Don't let my heart be fallow, don't let my heart be your spirit, soften the ground of my heart. Don't let my heart be fallow, don't let my heart be hard. Water me with your spirit, soften the ground of my heart. I want Jesus, all that you have for me.
Friends, we have acknowledged tonight our desire to depend on God during this Lenten journey and beyond, and now we are invited back to this table of unconditional welcome. Jesus said this is his table. This is a meal that is open to absolutely everyone, regardless of whether you have mistakes in your past, questions in your faith. It is a meal that is intended for the whole world to come and nourish themselves with God's presence. So all are welcome. Please join me in the prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God, we do give you thanks and praise for seeing fit to create us as people who need you, people who need the fellowship of other human beings in all their frailty, God. We pray that as we go forward into our worlds during this Lenten season, that you would open our eyes to your presence, soften our hearts to your words and your story. Help us to remember that you created us to be people who lean on you for support, who don't try to run the world by ourselves. Help this meal to be one which reminds us that we need your daily nourishment and provision in order to be the faithful human beings you made us to be. God, we pray for all of those gathered here, as well as those who could not be here tonight, who need your healing and gracious hand. This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. On the same night that he was betrayed, Jesus gathered his friends for a simple meal. He took bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat. This is my body given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, again giving thanks, and he poured it, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink. This is the cup of my blood, the cup of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the saving death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'd like to call you all forward. We're going to do our best to form a circle to show our unity as a community tonight. And I'll call our servers forward to the table.
Eternal God, unchanging, mysterious and unknown. Your boundless love, unfailing in grace and mercy shown. Bright seraphim in endless light, around your glory's throne. Judy. Erase. and praise to you alone.
Friends, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven, take and eat.
Lord, we are weak and frail. Help us in the storm. Surround us with your angels. Hold us in your arms. Our cold and ruthless enemy, his pleasure is our harm. Let every creature in the sea and he before the God. Alleluia, glory be to our great God. Alleluia, glory be to our great God.
Friends, the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation, take and drink.
Let every creature in the sea and every flying bird, let every mountain, every field and valley of the earth, let all the moons and all the stars in all the universe sing praises to the living God who rules them by his word. Alleluia, glory be to our great God. Alleluia, glory be to our great God.
Normally, when we have circle communion, we say a prayer and join hands and sing, "Blessed be the tie that binds," but we thought today, I'll say a prayer, we'll join hands, and we'll sing the first two verses of Amazing Grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you loved us while we were yet sinners and have called us to love others, to bring hope to a broken world. Help us each day to be your people and to live lives of uncommon faith and love. You are our Lord forevermore. Amen.
Sound that wicked on rest.
Friends, go now to embark on your Lenten journey. Place your hand in the outstretched hand of our Lord Jesus and allow his story to guide you on. Amen.